You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. This is your host, Lou Need, and today I have a solo episode for you called Applied Faith. It's the fourth success principle. It's been a while since I got on this mic and had a solo episode, so I'm really excited about today, and I'm glad that you are listening in and tuned in to hear what is in store today. And I miss you guys. I haven't done a one-on-one for a little bit, so here I am. So right today, what I want to do is a brief recap on what the other three principles of riches are. As we recall, the first one was thoughts become things. We talked about what we think about we become and how we need to gain possession of our mind to direct it to something that we really want. For the second principle of success, we talked about mastermind. Setting up an alliance between you and someone else so you can leverage on their skill set, so you can brainstorm, because where two minds are gathered, a third one is created. The third principle was the habit of going the extra mile. And in that episode, we discovered the need to render a service without expecting anything back in return. So it's working on your positive mental attitude to be likable by others and to actually serve other people around you, but yet in the office, be it in the family, be it on the streets, wherever you may be, is to put aside your need and serve another person and going the extra mile for them without expecting anything in return. And I outlined some benefits of doing so. So if you haven't heard that episode, go ahead and find it on the archive. It was published back on October 3rd. Today, we will talk about the fourth principle, which is applied faith. You know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. And Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you cannot, you are correct, because it's along the line of you are in control of your thoughts and your thoughts become your reality. And so once you gain possession of your mind, we discuss that you will get six different riches, right? You will get the sound health, peace of mind, a labor of love of your own choice, freedom from fear and worry, a positive mental attitude, and material riches of your own choice and quantity. So you can determine precisely how much money you want to make, because we talked about our reward in life will always be in exact proportion to our contribution, our service, right? So whatever services you're rendering, it will be in direct correlation to how much money you make. So imagine if you neglect to take possession of your mind, you will experience the opposite, right? You will deal with indecisiveness, doubt, frustration, discouragement, poverty, jealousy, envy, hatred, and anger. And these are the things where a lot of us are living. Those are our truth. And it's simply because we don't have these tools, these principles that I am putting in place for myself that I had to learn to actually overcome those, and also for you to do the same. And that's why I get on this mic to share this with you. And so let's get into what applied faith is. Well, faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. It is strong belief in God for some people. It is strong belief in spirituality. It is belief in something greater than yourself. And people who say they're not religious, I like to say they have hope in a future. They have hope in things working out. They have hope in things getting better. That is faith. That is believing in something that you haven't yet seen. It's believing in something that you don't quite possess, but you know it will come to term. So you have this confidence that it will be yours. And that's what I want to cover today, because faith is not something that I can give you, your parents can give you. It is something that you already have. It's within you. However, we may not be using it in our favor, right? We may be using it against us by believing in negativity, thinking about poverty, thinking about lack of, and having a fixed mindset. And we think about it, therefore we bring it into our being, we bring it into our circumstances, right? So here's the beauty. Faith can also be used in your favor, where you believe things will improve. You have faith in a higher being, a higher power, where you are being guided and your every step is ordered. And if you don't have faith or hope, I will give you the tools today where you can start. Even if your faith is the size of a mustard seed, it is still better than no faith at all. That size faith can accomplish a lot. Nothing will be impossible for you because you believe, you have faith, and your faith is only going to grow the minute you start. And so if you can just start even believing in yourself today, then that will increase over time as you start taking action, as you start asserting yourself in your plans and your goals and in believing that they will come to terms, it will eventually grow, because faith without action is dead. Faith without work is dead. Faith without it taking initiation is dead, because faith is not a power on its own, but faith is a guide to help you go after what you want. Remember that your faith is limited only by your own capacity to believe. Simple as that. That's your limitation. If you are unable to believe and have faith in you and believe in yourself, then that will limit you. And that's the difference between successful entrepreneurs and successful individuals, is their capacity to believe. Is their capacity to believe on the unknown? Is their capacity to believe on things that are not quite visible? Because faith defined in Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I recall sharing on social media a few weeks ago about 2 years ago, the move that I made. I stepped out on faith. I went up to my manager at the time. I was working for a big company here in San Diego. And I went up to my manager and, you know, shaking and uncertain, unsure, scared out of my mind. I went up to my manager and I said, you know, I quit. And with no offers, no other job lined up, I took a leap of faith because I was not getting paid what I felt I deserve at that current position. And so my manager countered with another position, but that still was underpaid. And I quit. I left with no job. I was unemployed for over 3 months. Didn't have anything lined up. I had no plans. But I knew that I had faith in the unseen and what was possible for me, right? Faith without action is dead. So I took a leap of faith and got to work. I got to work on myself and started developing my mindset for success and believing in increasing my mustard seed so that it is as big as a grape now and growing into a watermelon, because I needed to change the direction my life was going. I needed to pivot towards my goals, my purpose, because the job I was doing would not suffice. It was not satisfying, and I needed to fulfill my purpose. But I had to step out on faith. Now I have written a book. I have an amazing podcast, and I am very clear on what my purpose is now and where I'm going, what my journey looks like. But before then, I had no idea. I didn't know what was around the corner. I didn't know I was at the end of the road. But I knew I had to believe in myself to be able to overcome this. And I believed in a higher power to guide me through this process. And that's why I'm urging you today to understand the power of having faith and believing in oneself, believing that you're capable of achieving your goal, believing you that it's possible for you to find what your purpose is and start living in it. It's possible for you to start working on that idea that you have that can serve other people. And so that's why I talked about getting into a mastermind. This will be the fastest way to actually get your idea off the ground, is to connect with those who are already in your field and bounce ideas off of them, and they can help guide you into what you need to do, say, to start off that business, to accomplish a goal that you may have, because it's a lot easier to do it with others. I'm going to give you 6 steps that you can apply today that will help you with applied faith, because you want to start with confidence in yourself. And so the first one you need to do is know what you want and believe that you can and will get it. Moving in with laser-like focus that you are capable of attaining whatever that goal is, whatever that desire is. We gave some examples of starting a business, losing weight, start meditating, start a morning routine, whatever that goal may be. It could be to scale your business, to grow your business. You have to know what is it you want. And then following that knowledge is the belief, believing that you can and will get it. And that's why it's important to have confidence in yourself. If you don't believe in anything else or anyone else, start believing in yourself today that you're capable. Number 2 is to give expression of gratitude many times throughout the day, and believing that you've already received what you're asking for, believing that it's already yours, because it is said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, in meditation, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And it's simply that going through the day with this mustard seed of confidence that will grow over time, believing that, you know, it's already mine. It is done. I claim it. Again, back to affirmations, it's declaring that it is already yours. You've already possessed it. You haven't seen it because your faith is evidence, is believing in the unseen, right? So claiming that and being grateful that it's coming your way. If it's you want an increase, you're picturing and imagining that it's already yours. You're already getting that increase, that promotion, and you know the exact amount, and you start believing that it's yours, and you're being grateful for it automatically. Number 3 is keep your mind open for hunches from within. And when you get a hunch, I encourage you to act on it, to take action immediately. Don't wait. Don't ponder. Don't ask around. Just like believe that you possess everything you need to accomplish your goal. And here I am touching on a very delicate part of this process, because you will understand that you have everything inside you. You have everything within you, because that hunch that you're getting, that's the universe talking to you. That hunch you're getting, that voice, that still quiet voice within you that's telling you act, that's telling you to move on this, that's giving you the same idea, the same dreams over and over again. It's your task. Life has tasked you with this dream, that life has tasked you with this goal for you to make happen. So it's your responsibility. And so that voice is not going to go away. So whenever you hear it, I would try to amplify it. If I were you, I would try to find a way so it could be louder, so I can trust my intuition more, so that I can hear more and more of it, because that's your guidance. That's your soul guiding you to do what you are called to do, to live that purpose. So if there's any confusion, I urge you to act whenever you get a hunch, a gut feeling, something within your belly that tells you, do this, don't do that. It's just because it's steering you. It's protecting you. It's guiding you. So I urge you to listen to it and act the minute you do get a hunch. Number 4, when you're overtaken by defeat, and that's going to happen over and over again, remember that faith is tested many times before you will be crowned with the final victory. And so accept that and understand that. So when challenges come your way, when you're being tested, that you stand firm, you stand strong, because you're being tested because it's going to weed out the weak. It's going to weed out those who are not serious about it, because success is going to push your button. Because if it was easy to be successful and attain every goal, everyone would do it. And that's why we are doing the work, doing the grunt work, doing the deep work here, doing the mind work, so that you can understand, like, you have been selected and you're being tested and you accept the challenge, but you stand firm because you know precisely what you want. You believe you're going to get it. You're grateful for it. And you are following your gut, your intuition, because you are enough. You are powerful, such a powerful being that you have the answers within you. And you know that. Okay, so number five is having a burning desire for the things you want is the starting point of all applied faith. It goes back to number one, right? Knowing what you want and believing that you will get it. So that desire, that innate desire, that still quiet voice I told you within that won't shut up, that won't quiet down. You don't want it to quiet down because it is telling you your life's purpose. It's telling you to move and you will be okay. You will be guided because, again, it's innate. It's a starting point, so you got to be definitive. You got to know what you want. You can't hit a target you don't have, right? So it's crucial here that you are definitive on what you want, your purpose is, and then you keep acting on it. And then number six is when doubt creeps into your mind, remember that whatever a man believes, he shall reap. The verse says earlier, it's from Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So whatever you dwell on, whatever you're thinking on or thinking about, it's already yours. Yeah, because the Almighty Infinite Intelligence will not give you a desire that He will not equip you to fulfill. You have everything you need to see this through. You will be guided and be giving every step of the way on how to do this. But you have to believe. You have to have faith because you don't know what's around the corner. You can't see the whole plan. It's not the way the universe works. That's not the way God works. But if you believe in yourself and believe in what you want and that it can serve people, it can help other people, and it can be manifested, then you are well on your way. All right, morning enthusiasts, that is my take on the fourth principle of success, applied faith. Please go ahead and review and rate the show. Before I let you go, let me tell you about the exciting news that is brewing within the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast and with me. I have been collecting data, as you know, been talking to entrepreneurs, and I have tons of interviews done, and I am booked for the rest of the year, and I'm excited and super stoked for the new year that's coming along. I want to let you know that I have a 9-minute morning hack. For those of you who say you're not a morning person, well, I have 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes in the morning that can improve the quality of your day and your life. And get it, it's in an app. Yep, an application. I am developing an app, and this app is going to give you daily actionable morning habits to transform your life. Because my favorite guy, Jim Rohn, says you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. So the Hit Savers app will do just that. Pivot the direction of your morning. The app is called Hit Savers, and it is, man, it's going to be exciting. I cannot wait to share more about it. Stay tuned. Until then, be blessed. I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Peace.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.